Andy, sorry to have kept you waiting. Where are you, Andy?
Hello, Danny, in Leamington.
What do you want to say, my friend?
Well, we organised a game for some kids back in 92, and then in the afternoon, the parents decided to have a game, and it was a nice carnival atmosphere.
Where was
it? The guys was doing the barbecue, and sorry about hitting somebody in the head with the ball.
All right.
And midway through the game, I'm fending off the oncoming forward and ease him away from the goal. He lets fly with an absolute cracker, smacks the guy doing the barbecue in the back of the head, who narrowly missed falling onto it, and he was absolutely out cold.
But it
from
didn't,
the
didn't
moment
actually,
it hit him.
He didn't actually hit the barbecue, though.
No, he didn't do the barbecue.
No.
Thank God for that, no.
Yeah.
But he hit him in the back of the head, he went down, he was unconscious, so I carried on running off the pitch, dived in and sort of pushed people out the way and didn't have a clue about anything medical. And I thought, well, I better get his teeth out because he was, you know, getting on a bit. And I was trying to yank his false teeth out, but he didn't have any.
I was going to say, that's a little presumptuous of you there, Andy. Just a little I've lost count of the times in Oxford Street. I've just been a bit puffed and then there's the one, six or seven people come over and try to wrench your teeth out. And you're one of them.
You don't want that.
You don't want that. It's, so this was, what holiday camp was it?
No, it was a friend of mine lives down in London. He'd organised...
I thought it was a holiday camp. Danny, has this ever happened to you? This is one of those things in life you've got no control over. You know that feeling then when you lean back on two chairs and then you go too far and drag yourself back? You know, they say you... Well, the equal one to that is that... It can happen both ways. If you hit, use your ball high up in the air and it goes askew and you see someone talking to their elderly aunt and that ball almost makes the sound effect like in a Roadrunner cartoon.
It
just grazes their shoulder usually, boom, and frightens the life out of them. I don't know what's worse, watching that come down Stuka style or being the one all of a sudden the ball comes out of nowhere and goes bang.
The latter is worse.
The latter I think is worse. Frightens the life out.